locker room wrap-up. I've said this during the second half, that when it was 56-40 with a little over 12 to play, it felt like you could have run them out of the building, but then something clicked with them, and they scored the next 16 points. How did, number one, you weather it, and number two, be able to have enough to bounce back and finish it?
Well, I knew it was a lot of points here. I didn't know it was 16 straight.
And sorry, that's my bad.
And you know it's bad when I keep asking the citizens how many timeouts I have left and how many timeouts. And so we were trying to stop it. And what was going on in that stretch was the same shots that we made in the first half, we had those same looks and we just didn't make them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to be able to tell the guys that they're doing this poorly or not doing this right and everything else, and then try to coach and teach them. But the message to them when the game was tied and they came back was just stay the course. And we were on the road, 7:23 to go. You know, a tight, hard-fought game against a good team. We knew it was going to be tough. So let's play there. And then we bounced back, and we showed a lot of courage when we were playing great and then had a bad stretch there and then came back and finished it off.
If I would tell you that your last two-pointer in the first half was with almost 16 minutes left, what would your reaction be to that?
Well, I brought it up to Coach Betts at halftime that we shot so good from the three-point line, and we were 2 for 10 from two.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're sitting there looking at the shots, and the way they were playing defense, I mean, they just over-collapse on every drive. And they'll send two or three bodies to the drive, and they're daring you to shoot. And, you know, you just got to make the right basketball play. And in the first half, it looked great. We were making it. We tried to get away from threes there for a little bit in the second half just to kind of change the rhythm up. And sure enough, the play that we drew up was designed to go inside, and Elijah gets wide open and makes a three, big one in the second half. So it's a hard game. That team does a lot of things that that are difficult to guard with their personnel. They went to a big lineup, and you know they got in a nice little rhythm there. So it's a Sun Belt road game, and you know it's a road win in the Sun Belt, and it's for the highs and lows of it. It's hard fought, and it's appreciative.
Simeon Carter blocks 5 shots, career high, but 17 assists on 22 field goals. That's not usually the name of the game for the Eagle offense, but that's a very impressive stat.
Yeah, you were in our practices a lot in our preparation coming into this. We were disappointed after Georgia how we passed the ball.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like our guys were being selfish. They were just making the wrong play, and the guys wanted to make the play themselves. And so we're just emphasizing making the right basketball play. And if teams want to play us like this, we're going to take our chances with threes. And in the first half, you know, when you're 11 for 19 and you're going to be on, you know, an offensive, you know, great momentum. And then the second half, we took the same shot. So you got to play basketball the right way and sometimes live the results.
Two more things. Number one, Coastal came in 40% from three as a team. That was number 7 in the country. You gave the team a stat. You hold these guys under 8 threes. You beat these guys. They shot 5 out of 21. It just seems like when you needed to fly at their shooters, you flew with the right guys.
Yeah, and Devontae Jones had a look there at the end. I was sitting there thinking we're doing such a good job, and we don't want that one to go in a crucial moment. We did enough. And, you know, it's with what we have ahead of us and how fast these things turn around, we got to get up towards the mountain. We got to take care of our bodies. We got a hard prep against App State. It's probably one of the biggest surprises in the league right now. They're a very, very good defensive team, and they got one of the best guards in the league. So the challenge is never stopping this league.
I know we got a road trip ahead of us, but it's a road victory. Are we looking milkshakes or donuts, or is that out the window because we got a long way to go?
Nah, these guys don't like the donuts. I think it depends on the group of guys I have. And a couple of years ago, they were Krispy Kreme all the way. And these guys are milkshake guys. So I'm rewarding them. So I'm sure you'll get yours. Put your order in. And about an hour and a half up the road, we'll get a milkshake.
Mark, thanks a lot. Great win.
All right, thank you.
Head coach Mark.